Hey, John Patrick live with Paul Thorne. It's Paul Thorne's Double Wide Paradise. And we were just talking boxing a little bit and Paul's travels around and being a prize fighter. There is a prize. You do get paid. And the Duran fight in particular, I know you've talked before about how that worked and the payday. It's an interesting story.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're boxing and you're coming up, it's kind of like being an opening act for a bigger star. When you get the chance to fight, like when I got the chance to fight Roberto Duran, he was the star. I was like the opening act. And so when you get the opportunity to fight somebody like him, you fight for low money just for the opportunity. Because if I had have beaten Roberto Duran, the next fight, I would have gotten a big payday. I would have been the star. But what happened is when I left home, let me back up just for a little bit. When I left home at the age of 18, I borrowed $6,000 from the bank to buy this trailer that was an old beat-up trailer, but I thought it was a mansion, and I loved it, and my payments were $329 a month. And when I was working in the factory back in the late 80s, that was a lot of money for me. So I was doing this boxing thing, and I was winning fights. I was knocking people out. I got ranked number 29 in the world, and that's when we got the call from the Duran camp that they saw me as a suitable opponent. So I was so excited. And you know, when you're not the star, like I said, you don't get paid a lot of money. I think Roberto Duran probably got $250,000. But my pay, which is a blessing really looking back, I told you that I borrowed $6,000 from the bank to get my trailer. Well, my payday fighting Roberto Duran was $6,000. So when I went down there to Atlantic City and fought Roberto Duran and made that, had a great experience. And when I came back home, I paid off my trailer. I had no house payment. I thought I was king of the world. And I was king of the world. I still am.
The champ. King of Tupelo.
That's right. And when with the $6,000 and that I didn't have to worry about it anymore, I was able to build a little porch on the front of the trailer. Up to then, it just had two concrete blocks. And I was also able to pull up the shag carpet that smelled like cat pee from the previous owner and lay down some brand new carpet. Man, that's like, I felt like I was Donald Trump.
There we go.
I was making America great again.
There you go. Paul Thorne. Paul Thorne's Double Wide Paradise.